all three together, perhaps, or read 298, and then I'll turn it over to Commissioner Fritz.
298, proclaim April 2014 to be celebrated as Arbor Month in the city of Portland.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. So I scheduled this as a time certain to read this proclamation, and it is to proclaim April 2014 to be celebrated as Arbor Month in the city of Portland. Whereas pioneers entering the treeless plains of the Nebraska Territory were encouraged by the State Board of Agriculture to set aside one day to plant trees, and so April 10, 1872 was declared the first Arbor Day in the United States. And whereas Arbor Day is celebrated in all 50 states and around the world, with an estimated total of more than 18 million trees planted in one day. And whereas J. Sterling Morton, the founder of Arbor Day, believed that other holidays repose upon the past, Arbor Day proposes for the future. And whereas this year's theme is stewardship, which is very difficult to say, which can be defined as overseeing, protecting, and admiring something worth caring for and preserving. And this year, we celebrate stewardship by proclaiming trees care for us, we care for trees. And whereas the 37th consecutive year, Portland will be recognized by the National Arbor Day Foundation with a Tree City USA Award. And whereas Friends of Trees, in partnership with the Portland Timbers Major League Soccer team, has planted a tree every time a goal is scored, therefore adding 134 more trees to the urban forest. And whereas the Portland Farmers Market has been bringing the best of the country to the heart of the city since 1992, and invites everyone to an Arbor Day festival in the PSU South Park Block's Farmers Market on April 26th. And whereas the community, volunteers, staff, and partner organizations work year-round to enhance our urban forest by planting, maintaining, and advocating for our 240,000 street trees, 1.2 million park trees, and countless private trees. Now therefore be it resolved that Charlie Hales, the mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, does hereby proclaim April 2014 to be Arbor Month in Portland, Oregon, and encourages everyone to observe it.
Thank you very much. And we have a great record there. Hear, hear. Yeah, we have a great record as a tree city and as somebody that's made Arbor Day into a programmatic part of what we do as a city. So thank you. Well, so let's take up the – we've lost our council clerk, so we'll give her a moment to come back and read the other item. But Commissioner Fritz, do you have any moments of words of introduction for 299 and 300?
I think we'll do those separately, too. The first item is to approve the designation of three trees as the City of Portland Heritage Trees and remove the Heritage Tree designation from 18 trees. And actually, we have a substitute ordinance because there were three to be removed that need some more work.
Okay. Well, so can you read the item, Carla, and then we'll move the substitute.
Okay. Item 299. Approve the designation of three trees as City of Portland Heritage Trees and remove Heritage Tree designation from 18 trees.
And you want to move the substitute?
Yes, if Carl, if you could please hand out the substitute. And for those watching at home, this removes numbers 10, 12, and 15 from the published item. That's a big leaf maple on Davis Street, a white oak at Dosh Park Lane, and a Dutch elm at Northwest 21st, and those will be considered later. So it does give me great – so I move the amendment.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call on substituting the amended version.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
I hesitate, given that I haven't had the opportunity to review all the specific trees, but I'll accept my commissioner's recommendation to vote aye.
Hales.
Aye.
I think I get to vote aye, too.
Okay.
So it does give me great pleasure to introduce this item, and if the staff could please come forward. We are very lucky to be part of a community that cherishes our urban canopy and the adoption of the Urban Forestry Management Plan and various other good work that we've done recognizes that Portlanders as a community value our trees. And we have 300 heritage trees, and we're going to add three more to this impressive list. Heritage trees are designated by City Council upon the recommendation of the Urban Forestry Commission, and are recognized due to their remarkable age, size, type, historical, or horticultural value. Heritage trees symbolize the important services that our urban forest provides: cleaner air, summer shade, habitat for birds and other wildlife, cleaner water in our streams and rivers, and places to play and relax. The beauty and livability that trees bring to our neighborhoods, and also the symbol of a city known for its nature, as well as for the economic value of our trees. I just walked up to 11th on Jefferson last evening and saw the tree that was planted in 1879 and has a heritage tree marker on it. And so we have these 300 trees around our city, and they're marked, and it would be a fun treasure hunt to see if somebody could go visit all of them this summer. So I'm very pleased to introduce Michael McCloskey, who is leaving the Urban Forestry Commission, and we thank you very much for your service, and Jen Cairo, the city's urban forester.
Morning.
Good morning. We have three candidates for heritage tree designation to propose today: a common horse chestnut, European beech, and a silver linden. Two are on rights of way and one is on private land. The trees on the rights of way were nominated by the abutting private owners, and the owner did nominate it in the case of one that's on his property, and we have a signed consent form. One is in the northern part of the city, one is in the southeast, and one is in the southwest. The Urban Forestry Commission approved these unanimously at various meetings, two on September 19th and the other on January 16th. The first tree we propose be designated is a common horse chestnut on the right-of-way adjoining 4741 Southeast 36th Place. It's being nominated because of its size. While there are now four trees of this type in our system, this specimen has a circumference and a canopy that exceeds those of all the others. And its height is within the range of those now in our system. It's well-formed, well-maintained, and a good example of its type, and it's widely admired by those living around it. The next tree we propose be designated is a European beech at 1357 Southwest Spring Garden Street. While it's on private property, it adjoins the driveway and can be readily seen from the street. While there are many trees of this type in our system, that is 11 of them at the moment, most of them are purple and copper beeches, in contrast to this tree, which has green leaves. There are no trees of this type and leaf color in this part of the city in our system. It's been well cared for and has nice form. While its measurements would put it in the middle of the range for this type of tree in our system, it is a large and admirable tree. It's being nominated because of its size and leaf color in this part of the city. The final tree we propose be designated as a heritage tree is a silver linden, which is on the right-of-way abutting 408 North Rosa Parks Way. No trees of this type are now in our system. It's being proposed because of the type of tree it is. It's not easy to distinguish this type of tree from other lindens, but this one has been identified by Martin Nicholson of the Hoyt Arboretum. It's a large, well-formed tree. Its measurements are height 82 feet, circumference 11 feet, and spread 66 feet. While it had been topped about 50 years ago, an abundance of branches have grown back. Now, turning on to a different subject, that is removal, we propose that you remove, well, you've already approved that, I guess. I can say a word about it. These 15 trees were are being proposed to be removed from the list because they've died and no longer do exist. And this can be done under provisions of the code wherever it's no longer appropriate to continue their status. And this has been done in the past when designated trees have died, though not recently. The Urban Forestry Commission agreed unanimously to this action at its last meeting with regard to these 15 designated trees, and I believe the city forester concurs. It's been a pleasure to appear before you for the last 8 years, and it's been very gratifying to be part of this process, and I thank you.
Thank you. Questions?
Did you have anything to add, Jim?
Just that I wanted to thank Commissioner Michael McCluskey for his service to the city and Portland's urban forest, which has been remarkable, and he will be missed. We hope he'll still be around to help us on the commission.
May I ask what? I turn myself off. May I ask why do trees die? And is there any like disease that we should be worried about, or is it just they died of natural causes of old age or something?
Well, there are a few, maybe the city forester would be better answering this, but I'll just say there are a few types of trees that have widespread diseases which afflict them, such as elms and chestnuts. But why don't I have her answer the rest of the question?
Sure. No problem. So in general, and I'm thinking that most people recognize this, but just to be clear, trees have a lifespan, and at some point they begin to decline and eventually die. That's inevitable. We do have some particular disease concerns in Portland. One of those that I think most people in our tree world are familiar with is Dutch elm disease, which Michael mentioned earlier. That does affect American elm trees, and it is something that the city is paying attention to and invests significant resources in trying to prevent the spread of and to control. There are also other pests and pathogens that can affect various tree species at various times. One we're particularly watching for right now is Asian longhorn beetle. We don't have it yet in the city, but if and when we get it, it will affect several of our hardwood species and cause a dramatic change in our canopy. Did that answer your question, Commissioner?
Yeah. And I mean, noticing that most of these trees were designated 20 years ago or less, and I'm just curious, I mean, do we wait too long to designate heritage trees so that we don't give them, like, a lengthy period of time to enjoy their heritageness before they die?
Perhaps you could explain how one designates, how these trees get to be on the list.
That really involves the dilemma that you've specified in the code 5 reasons or grounds for designating trees, and one of them, that they're old trees, relates directly to age and their limited lifespan. A number of the others, such as the large trees are often old trees. Historic trees are often old trees. At various times, I've estimated that 4 out of the 5 grounds are related in some way, most often, to age. And yes, there is the question of whether they should be nominated at an earlier time. But they have, you know, to be old, they have to reach a certain age in their natural lifespan where they move into that category. It's not always clear exactly when that is, but on the other hand, we have some trees that continue to live that are very old. The council oak near my home is thought to be more than 300 years old, and there are some others that are very old. Again, the yellow bellflower apple was planted by pioneers, and their fellow trees of their type die off, but some of them enjoy a very long life. You know, the trees of the same type don't all die at the same time. various factors afflict them, maybe some insect infestations or poor care, all sorts of things, and some manage to eke out a very long existence.
Well, I will follow up on this offline to ask, like, how long the average tree lasts after we designated a heritage tree, because, I'm a baseball fan, so I think in terms of the Baseball Hall of Fame, you only have to wait 6 years after you retire to be eligible for the Hall of Fame, which means if you get in on the first ballot, you have a long life as a Hall of Famer. So I'd like to be sure that we get to enjoy our heritage trees for a significant amount of time. So maybe we can determine when a heritage tree's playing days are over and have them eligible 6 years after that.
So we have learned that certain very large trees do not have a very long lifespan, like silver maples, and they're very impressive, but they die at a relatively early age. And so we're learning constantly, and the program is evolving.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jen, does Urban Forestry go out looking for these trees, or do we rely on community members to nominate them?
We tend and have, at least during my time, relied on nominations. We need a nomination. In theory, those of us on the commission and the committee could nominate them. We allow any resident of Portland to do that, but we also are in the role of sort of judging nominations, and we don't like to have a conflict of interest of favoring our own favorites versus the favorites of somebody else. So at least during my time, we've chosen just to wait. And there are members on our committee who feel strongly that we get more than enough nominated by citizens.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. Other questions? Great presentation. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that wants to testify on this item?
I only had one sign-up sheet for all three items. So if anybody who signed up wants to speak to this resolution specifically.
Okay. Oh, yes, Charles, come on. This is the designation and removal item, Charles.
Oh, I thought we were doing them. Arbor Month, sorry. So the heritage for the heritage trees in.
Okay, we'll wait till the next. All right, then let's take a roll call, please, on item 299. Nope, sorry, it is not an emergency ordinance, right?
Correct. It's a non-emergency.
So it will pass to second reading. Again, thank you for your service and for this great program. I had the privilege of serving as Parks Commissioner 20 years ago to go out with Jane Glazer and tap those little plaques into some of the first of the program's trees, many of which are still in our number of living heritage trees. But I think the fact that this is the first time I remember removing any from the list, I think it does highlight the point that we need to keep designating new heritage trees because we lose some from weather or natural causes. So it's the first time I've been through that cycle of the process. So thanks for the presentation.
And I'd just like to
bring us some more.
thank Mike McCloskey for his service on the Urban Forestry Commission. You've done a great job. So thank you.
Hear, hear. Thank you so much.
We have four past or current Parks Commissioners on this dais. I don't think you can say that about any other bureau.
Right.
And I think all four of us have had a chance to serve in one capacity or another in some way with Mr. McCloskey. So I want to join Dan's comments and thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right, this passes to second reading, and we'll take up the third item, which is item 300.
Appoint Mark Bellow, Brian Birch, David Diaz, Brian French, and Barbara Hollenbeck to the Urban Forestry Commission for various terms, and reappoint Merrill Reddish to a term to end February 28, 2018.
Ms. Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Hales. And this final item, it's my privilege to introduce five individuals who have been recommended by the Urban Forestry Commission to serve on the Urban Forestry Commission. If any of Mark Bellow, Brian Birch, David Diaz, Brian French, or Barbara Hollenbeck are here, would you please come forward?
Mark's here.
Not everybody was able to be here, but for those who are, we greatly appreciate it.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you for your willingness to take this on. You have any comments or suggestions for us as you take up this volunteer role?
I'm very pleased. I appreciate it. And I also wanted to interject that if you are looking for intermediate heritage trees, there's a program called the Trees of Merit, which aren't quite all the way there yet, but might be an intermediate solution.
Like the minor league.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you for that baseball metaphor.
My name is Mark Bello. Thank you very much for this opportunity to help with trees. As a retired Bureau of Development Service planner, it's great to be on the other side of the table, so to speak. So thank you very much.
Well, and thanks for finding another way to serve the community, Mark. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you both. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Any questions for these two nominees?
I just want to, you know, Mark was COPIA's representative, president, in a different life and was a fantastic partner for the city. So I want to thank him also for that service. And Brian has kept our feet to the fire on some issues involving Washington Park, parking, and master planning. And he's been an extremely constructive member of the community on that exercise. So I'm delighted he's taken on this service opportunity.
Great. And happy Arbor Month, everybody.
You're here to, here's to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there someone else that wanted to testify on this item? Yeah, come on up, Charles.
Good morning, Commissioners. The microphone's very effective today. My name's Charles Johnson, and unfortunately, my comments are going to be directed primarily to Commissioner Fish, who has the Water Bureau, and believes that he has the duty to chop down some trees to appease the EPA. I want to encourage the new nominees that have come forth to work on the Forestry Commission for the city to persuade Mr. Fish to and the city to wait for litigation. I expect people appointed to the City Commission about forestry to essentially believe in, I can't remember the German word, so I just have to say, trees über alles. And when we have situations where any entity is saying that trees need to go, we should wait until somebody says, actually, we should wait till a judge, not even another party, but we should wait till a judge says, yes, you have to remove these trees. So the reason I'm speaking is because there's a Facebook group with 238 members that would probably contact today the newly appointed forestry people and reinforce this position that we don't need to cut down trees in Mount Tabor Park to mess up our current reservoir system. And I look forward to any response I might get from any of the you find people sitting up there.
Charles, I'm not going to respond. I'm just going to set the record straight. First of all, the Water Bureau does not decide whether trees can be cut. Any recommendation that goes through land use ultimately has to have the blessing of urban forestry. So we don't make that call. Second, Commissioner Fritz and I are actually walking the various options next week in Mount Tabor Park to see if there are alternatives to where the pipes can be placed to do the least damage to trees, because she and I have the same commitment you do to saving trees. And number three, I've asked my bureau to come up with a number of options for how we can protect as many trees as possible. That includes rerouting pipes and doing other things. That will all be part of a Type 3 land use process to follow, which we have agreed to do from what was originally a Type 2 land use process. So we share your passion, and we've made a number of changes to make sure the community has the maximum voice in those decisions. And ultimately, it cannot happen without, as you note, the concurrence of the urban forester. So stay tuned.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher. I do want to, you know, I've seen Nicole Leggett, Don Smallman, some other people have posted copies of your email, and we do appreciate the engagement of your staff and the fact that I didn't clearly specify that we do have upcoming procedural hope to save every last tree. Thank you.
We appreciate your advocacy.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else on this item? Then a motion for the report, please.
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Fish.
Thank you all for your service, and thanks to Merrill Reddish, who can't be with us today, but who is cycling off of Audubon, but is going to stay engaged. We have a very strong commission, and we appreciate your service. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you for your service. Aye.
Novick.
I was going to express a concern that Mr. Birch might have a certain bias when it comes to trees, but I now see that the birch is under assault by something called the bronze birch borer, so I guess they need a little extra help. Aye.
Prince.
We're going to have to stop Commissioner Novick from having his smartphone in dice. Although that would be even scarier, because I bet you could probably get most of those from your memory, too. Thank you to Brian and to Mark for being here today and for all of the people who are expressing willingness to serve. This is a big commitment, and I know you take it very seriously. Very pleased that Meryl Reddish will be continuing in her role as chair of the Urban Forestry Commission for 4 years. Just going back to the Arbor Month kickoff, if you want to go ride in a bucket truck, Chapman Square today from 11 to 1. There will be trees, bucket rides, Timber Joey, teen environmental education students, and it says, and City Council in action. I personally am not going in a bucket truck. I don't care how much you pay me. But thank you very much all for entertaining these very important decisions. Aye.
Hales.
Well, I'm very pleased to support this. Again, I think that we have some great nominees who are willing to continue this work. It's really a hallmark of what we do as a city, that we actually have citizens who nominate trees. We have volunteers who are willing to do the work, and a staff at the Parks Bureau that are knowledgeable and committed to this as well. So I'm not sure what German is for tree hugger, but I think there are five of them up here and a lot more in the room. Thank you all. Aye.
Which, on that note, we are officially the Guinness Book of World Records most tree huggers.
That's good, good.
We're going to break it again in July, just in case anybody else
tries. Let's hold on to that pennant, too.
Yeah.
All right. Item number 301, please.
I don't have a vote yet on 298.
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't vote. No, 298 was a
resolution.
It was a resolution. Sorry, I thought it was just a proclamation. Let's roll call on 298, please.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, now we're caught up. Now item 301.